From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Israel is easing its blockade of Gaza. Israeli Foreign Ministry official Yossi Gal has released a revised list of goods that will not be allowed in.
Those items that are liable to be used alongside with their civilian purposes for either the development, the production, the installation, or enhancement of military capabilities and terrorist capacities.
But Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad says the new rules are still too restrictive.
The effort to lift the siege on Gaza should be stepped up, that this should be done in the context of the framework of the 2005 Agreement on Movement and Access.
The blockade is expected to be on the agenda tomorrow when President Obama meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. Much of the eastern U.S. is sweltering in hot, hazy, and humid weather. Brian Cordy of the National Weather Service warns conditions will stay the same for a few days.
Over the Mid-Atlantic region for at least the first half of the week, we're going to see very, very high heat indexes. And actually, the temperatures themselves will probably approach 100 degrees over a lot of this area.
Cordy says residents from New York to North Carolina should be careful to avoid the stresses high heat and humidity can put on the human body. In the Gulf of Mexico, weather is getting in the way of cleanup efforts. Rough seas, high waves, and strong winds have forced oil burns to be turned off in Louisiana and to its hampering skimming work. Meanwhile, more than a third of the Gulf of Mexico is now off limits to fishing. Federal officials say they're imposing the ban to ensure seafood from the Gulf isn't contaminated with oil from the BP spill. It's likely to have a major impact on the fishing industry. Before the spill, the Gulf produced $1 billion of seafood a year. Friday's disappointing report on job growth in the United States is stoking fears of a global economic slowdown. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports it's evident on world markets today.
The financial markets were closed in the United States because of the holiday, but stock prices fell to their lowest levels in 6 weeks in Europe. Investors were worried about Friday's report from the Labor Department, saying private sector job growth in the U.S. was relatively weak in June. At the same time, there are signs that China's economic growth isn't quite as red hot as it was. Data released over the weekend suggested that manufacturing activity in that country has slowed somewhat, though it remains strong. And Premier Wen Jiabao said the country faces dilemmas because of economic weakness around the world. Stock prices have fallen sharply this year in the wake of the European debt crisis, and fears of a global slowdown are now adding to those worries. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Washington's efforts to improve ties with Moscow will not dilute U.S. support for former Soviet states. Clinton met with Georgia's president in Tbilisi today and told him the U.S. is committed to Georgian sovereignty. She also condemned Russia's occupation of Georgian territory. Kids who spend more than 2 hours a day in front of a video screen are more likely to have attention problems, according to a new study in the Journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, it doesn't matter whether they're watching TV or playing video games.
Researchers have known about the association between TV viewing and attention problems, but turns out too much screen time spent playing video games can be a problem too. The new study of 1,300 8 to 10-year-olds found that the average time kids spent in front of screens was 4 hours per day. Those who logged the most screen time were about 1.5 times more likely to act out in school.
Things such as having difficulty staying on task, difficulty paying attention when they need to, and interrupting other children's work.
Researcher Doug Gentile of Iowa State says his theory is that the rapid pacing and quick scene changes in video may train kids' brains to seek constant stimulation, making it harder to concentrate. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no more than 2 hours of screen time per day. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Authorities in Iceland have exhumed the body of chess champion Bobby Fischer to collect DNA evidence for a paternity suit. Fischer died in Iceland more than 2 years ago at the age of 64. A Filipino woman says Fischer is the father of her 9-year-old daughter. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.